Jeremiah 20, verse 9. There's a song, and I don't remember how long ago that I heard it for the first time, but from the very first time I heard it, it was such an encouraging message. The name of the song is "It's Not in Vain." It's not in vain, it's not in vain. What you do for Jesus Christ, it's not in vain. Do all you can for Him, He will reward you in the end. What you do for Jesus Christ, it's not in vain. We'll be rewarded. We'll wear a crown when all our work on earth is done. We'll be rewarded. He'll call us by our name. What you do for Jesus Christ, it's not in vain. Amen. So I don't know exactly, some of you may be feeling somewhat maybe discouraged for whatever reason. I'm going to talk a little bit about Jeremiah and some of the things that he experienced and read some verses from Jeremiah 20, starting with verse number 9. Jeremiah says, "Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart, as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. For I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side. Report, say they, and we will report it. And all my familiars watched for my halting, saying, peradventure he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him. We shall take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. But O Lord of hosts, that triest the righteous and seest the reins and the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them. For unto thee have I opened my cause. Sing unto the Lord, praise ye the Lord, for he hath delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of the evildoers." Now, Jeremiah's job was not an easy job. Jeremiah was a prophet, but he was like a national pastor. And his job was such that he prophesied to a nation that had the dark cloud of judgment hanging over them. As a matter of fact, at the time of chapter 20, when he's given this message in chapter 20, Babylon, the Babylonian armies, are already marching their direction. And, doom is just ahead for them. And Jeremiah has spent his life, 40 years he's been a prophet, a preacher, a national pastor to them. And what was so difficult is he's known as the weeping prophet. He was the lone voice for truth and righteousness in all of Judah. And no one was interested in what he had to say. No one would listen to him. Not only did they not listen to him, but they opposed him. They opposed him so strong that they made sure that he was impoverished. They made sure that he was ridiculed. At one point, he was run out of the country. Another time, he was in prison. Another time, he was beaten. He was placed in stocks. He was cast into a muddy cistern and left to die. And all of this that was done to him was done by his countrymen, his people that he loved, that he was called to. And It's probably for that reason that you back up a verse from what where I started reading there in verse number 9. When you back up to verse 7, Jeremiah is saying, "Oh Lord, thou hast deceived me. I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me. For since I spake, I cried out. I cried violence and spoil because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me and a derision daily." I mean, he had a tough job. He had a hard calling. And even to the point that he at this point, he's feeling like that even the Lord has deceived him. Because you remember when you go back to Jeremiah chapter 1 when he was first called, Jeremiah was reluctant to answer the call and to do what he was being asked to do. But the Lord spoke to him and said, "Before you were even born, I formed you in the belly. I knew thee before thou camest forth out of the womb. I sanctified thee. I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Oh Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child." I mean, he's backing off. He's trying to get out of this calling and this responsibility. "But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord." I love that phrase. Don't be afraid of their faces. "Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have set thee, this day I have set thee over the nations, over the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant." From the very beginning of the calling, his task was hard. And I don't know that any of us could ever expect that serving the Lord is always going to be an easy thing. I mean, we live in the last days. We live in an age when there's this prevailing antichrist spirit in our world, in our nation. So why would we ever think it's going to be easy? And this is a generation somewhat like the generation that Jeremiah is called to. It's somewhat like that because he speaks to them, he prophesies to them, he warns them. They don't pay attention to what he has to say. He calls them to righteousness. He calls them to truth, and they ignore what he has to say. Instead, they ridicule him for what he is saying. We live in a world that's pretty much antagonistic toward the things of God, towards the message of Christ, and certainly antagonistic toward the principles of God's word, just the things that God's word teach about how that we should live and how our example should be, how our lifestyle should be, and our testimony should be. The world despises that. Despises the things of God. That's the world that we live in right now. Jesus warned about the last days. In this world you shall have tribulation. You're going to face tribulation. So why would we ever think that it's always going to be easy? It's not always going to be easy. And as we get closer and closer to the end of this age and the coming of the Lord, I think this Antichrist spirit is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And but that doesn't mean that what we are doing is in vain. It doesn't mean that if you work at it and you pray a lot and you're trying hard and you're doing your best to serve God and to be a testimony before your family, your loved ones, your neighbors, and whoever that God's brought you in contact with, just because it doesn't seem like that you're having much success. I mean, Jeremiah, As far as we know, he really didn't even have one person in all of Judah that responded positively to his message. They all turned away from him. They all rejected him. No wonder he was the weeping prophet. How many of us would hold up, and how many of us would last if we worked at it and worked at it and we tried and we invested and we prayed and we put so much into it, and then 40 years and no success, or at least no visible success. It's not in vain. What you do for Jesus is not in vain. What you're doing for the Lord is not in vain. The life that you're living, the testimony of your life before God, it's not in vain. The work that you have, the ministry you have, it may seem like it's not significant. It may seem like it's not having that big of an impact. It's not in vain. What you're doing for Jesus, it's going to count for eternity's sake. What you're doing for Jesus, it's not in vain. Do all that you can for him. He will reward you in the end. He's the one that's taking notice. And notice what the text that we read to you there in that 20th chapter. Got to turn back over there to Jeremiah 20. And it says in verse 11, "But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one." Amen. Jeremiah, he hit a low. He hit a low point. And I don't know at what point. I was reading one commentator that said this is probably about the 30-year point of his 40-year career as a prophet before they go into captivity. I don't know how he knew that, if that's accurate or not. But somewhere along the line, he hit a low point, and he got so low that he said, "I am not going to talk about the Lord anymore. I am not going to even talk about this anymore. I'm not even going to mention his name anymore. I'm not going to speak anymore in his name." I mean, this is a man that hit a low. He hit a low, especially in light of the fact that that's really who he was. That was his calling. I mean, the prophet was to be a spokesman or a mouthpiece for God. God would inspire the prophets, and they would speak for God, and that was his calling from the time that he was, even before he was born, that he was called of God to be a mouthpiece for God, even before he was born in his mother's womb. And now he's saying, "I'm not going to do this anymore. I am not going to speak in his name anymore." So if you've hit a low time of discouragement, thinking, I'm not getting anywhere. I'm not accomplishing anything. It's all in vain what I'm doing. I'm not making any progress. That's what Jeremiah, he hit that kind of a low too. And he was a great man of God, with a great calling upon his life. But he came to a point where he just said, "I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to talk for the Lord anymore. I'm not even going to make mention of him. I'm not going to speak anymore in his name. I'm not doing it." And I know that some of you, no doubt, you've had times, and some of you may be at a time right now when you're kind of, you hit a low point where you're struggling and you're wondering, "Lord, what I'm doing, is it making any difference? Am I making any difference? Is it going to count? Or is it all in vain? What I'm doing, is it all in vain?" Well, that's what he said. Let me tell you, he went through a lot. He suffered a lot. He was persecuted for what he did. And somehow, he just came to a breaking point and said, "This is it. I'm not going to talk about the Lord anymore. I'm not going to speak for him anymore. That's it. I'm through." But that was short-lived, thank God. That was short-lived when he said, "I'm not going to mention him. I'm not going to speak in his name anymore." But then he says, "But His word was in my heart. There was something that was already there that God had spoken to him. He had already got a hold of something from the Lord. It was deep down in the recesses of his heart and his spirit. But his word was in my heart. It was there. And you see, this was his calling. This was his life purpose. This was who he was. This was his identity. He was a prophet. He was a spokesman for God. He was a mouthpiece for the Lord. And now he has hit a low, discouraging, difficult time. And just kind of, you know, in the middle of that downtime, he just said, "This is it. I'm not going to talk about him no more. I'm not going to speak for him anymore." But then he realized almost immediately, but there was something that was down deep in my soul, in my heart. And he said, his word was in my heart. It was like a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing. What does he mean? He's saying he was having this big conflict in his spirit. He's discouraged and he's saying, "No, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to give up on this calling. I'm going to give up on this." But at the same time, there's something in his heart. The word of the Lord is in his heart and he can't stop it. And it says he couldn't forbear. He couldn't hold it back. There was this fire that was ignited within his heart. And he couldn't. Let me tell you, the thing that gets you through the lows and the discouraging times is the reality of God's word. The reality of truth deep down in your heart, in your spirit. It's the fire of God down deep in your soul that gets you through the darkest of times. The reality of that you know, I'm low and I'm discouraged and I'm going through a tough time, but I've also, I know God and I know his word and it's in my soul. It's in my heart. And it's like a fire in my bones. I can't contain it. I can't. And so it overcomes the discouragement. It overcomes the difficulty and the struggles. Oh, many of you no doubt have gone through trying and difficult times, but I want you to know the truth. God's word will carry you through all that. That's why it's so important to be a person of the word, to read it, to study it, to meditate upon it. It's so important to always, you know, have access to the word of the Lord, to teaching and the preaching of the word of the Lord, and let it sink down deep in your heart. And you may not feel like that you need it right now, but there's going to come a time when God's going to revive that in your spirit. It's going to come alive. It's going to be like a fire shut up in your bones, something that God has spoken to you in a previous time. But when you hit your lowest difficult time, God will revive that and ignite that fire within your spirit. And like a fire shut up in your bones. And you'll be reminded of the word of the Lord when God spoke to you, when God gave to you. Amen. How many times have you had that kind of an experience that God has spoken to your heart through the power of his word? And that carried you through a low time. Let me tell you, if you spend all your time, you know, messing around with the world and filling your mind up with the things of the world, you're not going to have any resources. You're going to hit a low time and you're going to have anything to draw on, because you've filled up your heart, your spirit, your everything with just the things of this world. And if you don't take advantage of the great treasure of God's word and be a student of the Bible and read the Bible and listen just wonderful teaching and preaching. I mean, it's just, there's so much available. We don't have any excuses today. We can hear it. We can receive it. You can Listen, I mean, I go to websites sometimes and go back to Pentecostal Gold. And it's not a good website. It's a bad website. By that I mean it's not the most modern of websites. It's one of these old ones, you know, that have a lot of flashing stars at the top, and it ain't much count as far as, you know, the newer sites are concerned. But they got listed all these wonderful preachers from bygone years. Some of them I heard when I was a kid. And I'll go back to that and I'll click on the link and I'll listen to F.R. McAdams or A.N. Trotter or, you know, B.H. Clendenin or whoever it might be. And I'll draw from that. Wonderful, wonderful ministry of the word of the Lord. And I'll listen to that and it'll speak to me and it'll stir my heart. Sometimes I can't sleep when I first lay down at night, and I'll go right to some site like that and I'll start listening to someone who's teaching or preaching the word of God. And it's a good way to go to sleep, listening to God's word being taught or preached, and or even just listening to the Bible, just listening to God's word, and allow God. And you'll never know when you're going to hit a low time. You never know when you're going to hit a time when you're going to say, Lord, it's not even worth it. If what I'm doing, does it really even matter? Is it all in vain? Is it a waste of my time? Does anybody even know? Does anybody even care? That was what Jeremiah faced, even to the point that he just about gave up on his calling in one or two sentences. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not going to speak in his name anymore. I'm not going to be a prophet anymore. Nobody's listening to me. Everybody's opposing me. Everybody's rejecting what I'm saying. I'm not doing this anymore. But then he said, but there was this fire inside of me. There was this word of God inside of me. And it was so strong. I couldn't stop it. I couldn't control it. And it completely overrode the discouragement and the down time that I was in, the difficult situation that I was in. It's not in vain. Do not let the enemy convince you that what you're doing for Jesus don't count. It does. It does count. You may not see the fruit of it when you want to. You may not see the evidence when you want to. Just stay at it. Be faithful. Be faithful to the Lord. Continue to work. Continue to pray. Continue to be the witness. Continue to serve God. Continue to live a holy life. Continue to be a godly example. Stay at it. Be faithful. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Don't throw away your commitment that you've made to the Lord. Hold on to that. Amen. Praise God. There's something that God's put in your heart that'll override. It'll overwhelm all that doubt and that discouragement and that defeat. There's a truth that God has instilled in your heart that'll bring you through it. His word. But his word was in my heart. Thank God for that. It was like a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing. And I could not stay. I couldn't stop it. I couldn't contain it. Let me tell you, the word of the Lord is mighty. It's powerful. It's quicker than any two-edged sword. The word of the Lord can do a mighty work in your life. You need to build your life on the foundation of truth. And the word of the Lord, it'll get you through the lowest time, the most discouraging time, the most challenging time when you just feel like throwing up your hands and quitting and giving up. Hold on to the Lord. Be faithful. Understand that God, in the times, other times, he's instilled the word of the Lord down deep in your heart. Praise God. And when you hit that low time, the Spirit of the Lord will revive that. He'll revive that like a fire shut up in your bones. Praise the name of the Lord. Most of us probably wouldn't last like Jeremiah did, but he hung in there. He was faithful to the end. No matter what he went through, God was faithful to him and brought him through all those things that he experienced, all those opposition and the sadness and the trouble that he went through. God brought him through it all. Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me tell you, Jeremiah, he learned that it's easier to deal with all these rebellious Jews than it was to argue with God. Amen. You got to do what God's called you to do. You got to do the task that he's given you to do. Stay at it. Be faithful. And it's not in vain. Your testimony is important. Your life is important. Where God's put you, it's important. Among your family members or loved ones or the people that you work with, hang in there. They're watching you. They're watching what's going on in your life. Notice there in verse number 10 that they were all watching what was going on in his life. For I heard the defaming of many on every side. Report, say they. We'll report it. All my familiars watched for my halting. They watched every step. They were watching to see if he was going to quit, to see if he was going to stop. Peradventure, he will be enticed. We shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. They were hoping that Jeremiah was going to give up. They were hoping that he was going to halt, that he was going to give up. But he didn't. For the Lord, he said, is with me. As a mighty, terrible one. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember, he's with you tonight. He's with you. And it's not in vain. The things you've done and are doing for Jesus, it matters. And allow God to encourage you tonight. Praise the Lord. Let's stand. Father, thank you for your word. And I pray tonight, Lord, for your people, brothers and sisters in this place, young people in this place, Lord, discouraged for whatever reason, Lord, I ask that tonight, by your Holy Spirit, you lift them up. And Lord, revive the truth of your word, Lord, that's been instilled in their heart. Lord, and bring it to life. Cause it to be like a fire shut up in their bones. Hallelujah. That nothing would stop or hinder them or discourage them. But Lord, they would be reminded tonight that what they're doing matters. What they're doing, it matters for the cause of Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. I don't see all the things that go on in your life. I don't see all the things that you do. But the Lord does. He sees your faithful witness. He sees your times of prayer, your times of fasting. He sees when you sacrifice, when you give, when you try to help people, try to bless people. I may not see it, but God sees it. He sees all the things that you're doing. It's not in vain. None of it is in vain. What you do for Jesus, it's not in vain. Amen. I think that the word of the Lord tonight is this. For anyone that you feel like you're in a season right now where you're struggling, but I want you to be encouraged to know that He's already planted the seed of truth in your heart, the answers. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. But I want you to reach out to the Lord today. Whatever your discouragement, whatever you might be dealing with right now, it's not in vain. What you're doing, it's not in vain. God knows. He sees everything that you do. Praise the Lord.